His doctor Schneider dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Veronica Kukla, K-U-K-L-A. This goes to Dr. Hamby. On 7/28/22, Mrs. Kukla performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was really impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Dennis Walton. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 7/28/22, Mr. Walton performed the 6-minute walk test period. Prior to getting the room air saturation was 94% period after walking 146 meters. He's stopped the test back and hip pain. At that time, the saturation was 91% period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Philip Peacock. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 7/28/22, Mr. Peacock performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the enlarged bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/6/16, then a reduction of forced vital capacity. Flow rate. New paragraph compression, mild chronic pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing progression compared to 2016. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, Edward Bone, OHN, Dr. Kevin Price. On 7/28/22, Mr. Bone performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry prior to the enlarged bronchodilators. Capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period, there was no improvement in bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 2/9/22, there's been no change. Period, new paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Lorraine Skaggs. This goes to Dr. Ty. On 7/28/22, Mrs. Skaggs performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the enlarged bronchodilator, forced vital capacity was normal. Period after walking 349 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96%. Period, new paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine Broughton, B-R-O-U-G-H-T-O-N. This goes to Sadie, S-A-D-E, Breback, B-R-E-E-B-A-C-K, comma, P-A. On 7/27/22, Mrs. Brown performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the enlarged bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility to bronchodilators period. Paragraph expression, a minimal reversible airways obstruction with asthma. Thank you.